Alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu 'alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina may yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa may yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا بني آدم قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الإيمان بالروم وستون شعبة فأفضلها قول لا إله إلا الله والحياة شعبة من الإيمان وقال الله تبارك وتعالى والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر صدق الله العظيم Most respected elders and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. When Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created Adam alayhi salatu wa salam and Hawa alayhi salam, Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala placed him in Jannah and set a criteria for them to live in Jannah. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Ya Adam, uskun anta wa zawjuka al-jannah wa kula minha rawadan haythu shi'tuma wa la taqraba hadhihi ash-shajara fa takuna min adh-dhalimin. Oh Adam, you and your wife live in Jannah. Enjoy the ni'mats and bounties in Jannah. Do whatever you wish in Jannah. Eat from any fruit of Jannah with the exception of just one tree. Do not even get close to that tree. Do not eat from the fruit of that tree. If you do so, you eat from that fruit of that tree, then Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will deprive you of His mercy and you will be from among the oppressors. Adam alayhi salatu wa salam and Hawa lived in Jannah, enjoyed the ni'mat and bounty of Allah in Jannah. Shaitan whispered in them to eat from the fruit of that prohibited tree. And the moment they did that, they were deprived of the ni'mat and bounty of Jannah. They were wearing the clothes and garments of Jannah. The clothes and garments of Jannah fell off from them. And Allah described it in another verse of the Quran al-Kareem, where they had to take leave and cover their bodies. Most respected elders and friends, from this incident, we could learn many lessons and many morals. We are living in this world of scientific calculations and technological advancements. There are many things that are permissible, and through that we would enjoy the ni'mat and the bounty of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. There are many other things that are prohibited. And if we commit those prohibited acts, we will incur the wrath and the anger of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala upon us. In this era of scientific calculation and technological advancements, there is hardly a single thing in our life that is not related to technology. From the stove where we cook our food, to the fridge in where we store our food, from the vehicle that we transport from one place to another place, to the cell phone with whom we communicate with people across the globe. In each and everything, we are related to technology. In the past, if you tell somebody that we will be able to travel 10,000 kilometers in less than 5 hours, it would be inconceivable. They would never be able to believe that. Today it's a reality. In the past, you would tell somebody, upon the press of the button, you can talk to a person in the furthest part of the globe. They would never believe it. In the past, the only way to believe in Mi'raj and the physical ascension of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam toward the skies was through the Imam of the person. But today, through technology and what we are witnessing, through technology and monsoon technology, even the concept of Mi'raj becomes very much easy for us to understand. Most respected elders and friends, technology is something that is embraced in Sharia. Sharia is not averse to technology. In fact, it is said that Islam and technology are inseparable. And this we understand from the Sunnah of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the attitude of Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam towards technology and new and innovative ideas. In the first year after Hijrah, when all the kuffar have formed alliances to attack Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, attack the Sahaba, with the intention of ameliorating Islam from the face of the earth once and for all, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam consulted with Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala and told to him that a huge powerful army is coming. We don't have the resources to fight them back. What should we do? Salman radiallahu ta'ala was of Persian descent. He told Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Prophet of Allah, we in Persia, when we face with such a predicament, then we dig trenches and we avoid the advances of the enemy to us. It was something new for the Arabs. It was something new for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not throw out the idea and say that it doesn't belong to us. It was something that was beneficial for the Muslims, something that was beneficial to defend themselves, so Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam adopted that idea. There is one very amazing, remarkable verse in the Quran, absolutely amazing, and the clear manifestation of the divineness of this particular verse. On one side, Almighty Allah Ta'ala speak about the donkey age. But immediately after a few words, Almighty Allah Ta'ala talks about modern technology. He says this in the Quran, والخيل والبغال والحمير لتركبوها وزينة. You have donkeys, you have ass, you have the horses that you ride on. These are all the means to enjoy the mountain of Allah, means of conveyance of that time, and the means of beautification for yourself. You pride yourself with that bounty of Allah. So while on one side Allah speaks about the donkey age, at the same time Allah says, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُ. And Allah will create those things that is not even within your knowledge, you don't even know. Inconceivable. What we never thought of in the past, not 1,000 years ago, 20 or 25 years ago, today we are witnessing. Allah knows where knowledge is going to go from here in the next 20 or 25 years. Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks in the Quran Kareem about iron, speaks about steel. Today, one of the most valuable and one of the most precious commodities in the world is steel. With steel, we build our houses. With steel, We built our factories. Wood, steel, motor vehicles have been manufactured. Aeroplanes are manufactured. Jets are manufactured. The different type of atomic bombs, they are manufactured through steel. It is the most precious commodity. And if the major superpowers of the world, if China or Japan have to say, for example, that they are not going to manufacture anymore, you will see the immediate effect on the stock markets. That's the impact of steel. But Allah speaks about it. It is something that is modern to the times, and it is inseparable from modern technology. But Allah says in the Quran again, وَأَنْزَلَ الْحَدِيثِ فِيهِ بَعْثُ الشَّدِيرِ. The media sent down steel, great benefits in that, use it. So Sharia did not oppose technology. Sharia does embrace technology. And it is an inseparable part of our iman. Most respected other friends, the greatest technology of today is the information technology. With the various types of technology, the most greatest and penetrating technology that the world is witnessing today is information technology. Just this morning, I decided to check up the stats on information technology. And this is what I have before you to share with you, before I can present to you some of the lessons that we should learn in this. It states that there are 3,175 billion internet users in the world at the moment. The entire world population is about 7 billion. So we could safely say half the world's population uses internet today. Second, there are 2,206 billion social media, people using the social media. Third, there are 724 billion unique mobile users in the world. There are 2 billion smartphones that are sold every single day around the world. And there are 300 million people who right now, at this time and point, as we sit in the masjid, are communicating with WhatsApp. Most respected other friends, these numbers, in all probability, will be escalating all the time, especially today when we talk about monsoon traffic and so forth. In fact, they correctly said that if you look at all the social media, they talk about the 9 popular social media, if they have to be converted into a country, then they probably will be more populated than what China is populated today and what Japan is populated today. It is to that extent social media becomes so popular and it becomes so common. Now when Adam alayhi salatu wa salam was in Jannah, Allah Ta'ala told him, there are many trees in Jannah. Enjoy from every tree of Jannah. Enjoy the ni'mat and the bounties of Allah in Jannah. But don't go close to one tree. You would do that, then you would be among the oppressors, you would deprive yourself of the bounties of Allah, and you would be among the oppressors, you would be among the sinful people. Remember, Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran again, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah Ta'ala has created everything for us. So technology is created for us. Understand this well. Technology is created for us. We are not created for technology. And there is a difference between them two. If technology is created for us, it means technology is subservient to us. But if we have to reverse it around and say that we are created for technology, then it would mean we are subservient to technology and technology is going to dominate us. And the moment we have that attitude where we are created for technology. Then the relationship between technology and us is going to be the relationship of the master and the slave. Our attitude toward technology, whether it is Facebook, whether it is Twitter, whether it is Instagram, whether it is WhatsApp, the different type of technology and the different type of social media networks, we should be treating it like how there's a relationship between the master and the slave. A master, he would control his slave. Whatever the slave tells him to do, he would do. Never would you see that a slave dictated to the master and the master become a slave. Our relationship with the social media should be where we dominate, we control, and it is under our usage. It is stated, we manufactured, we created social media networks. And whatever is created by us, it should be under our control. If we brought something from nothing, then why did you eat it into existence? Why can't it be controlled? But the moment we let the social media networks act like a master and we be like slaves, then unfortunately, both respected as a friend, we will be losing our respect, our human dignity, and our honor. And we will notice so many evils creeping in our community and creeping in our society. I just want to mention some of it. Social media networks and modern technology, it is a means of linking ourselves to people. In the past, we were unable to link as easily as we can link today. But it is most unfortunate, as much as we are seated here and we can link up with a person right in Fiji Islands within a split second, we could be totally oblivious of the person that is sitting right across the table. The other day, I have observed an advert. And while thinking about what I should talk about, that advert just crossed my mind. It was of a man and a woman in the privacy of the bedroom. Both of them on the same bed, the room lights are off, but both of them are holding their cell phones, and the light of the cell phone is shining on their faces, but the husband is facing in one direction, the wife is facing in another direction. They are physically together, but with the heart, soul and mind, they are completely worlds apart. They will be communicating with everyone else in the world besides their own partner. With the social media networks, we probably will know of the cycle that has taken place in Fiji Islands. But would we be aware of the cyclone that is taking place in the heart of our wife while we are with them? Most respected other than friends. The social media network, it came to link us up, but to a great extent, it is also de-linking us with people that we are supposed to be linked up with. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has spoken about the right of the wife. Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he once went to visit Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At that time, the law of hijab and the law of parda hadn't been revealed. Salman radiallahu ta'ala saw the wife of Abu Darda very disheveled and not properly dressed. So he asked her, why are you dressed properly? She said, my husband doesn't really require all this. He happened to be the guest of the house of Abu Darda that night. Abu Darda was fasting. Salman told him, until you don't eat, I'm not going to eat. He woke up in the night to make the tahajjud. He made him sleep and told him that you need to sleep as well. The Messenger of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when in a lengthy hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, إِنَّ لِزَوْجِكَ عَلَيْكَ حَقًّا. Just as you have rights to everyone else, at the same time, your wife also has a haqq and a right with you. Today, unfortunately, we observe, because of the social media networks, there's so many marital problems. A person is in his house, his wife is looking at him, yet he's pressing the buttons. And then comes a point of frustration where the marriage actually breaks up. Second, both respected as friends,
a negative factor of the social networks, it actually death to our time. It's taken on average, every person, he spends about 5 hours daily on social media networks. And on an average lifespan, if you have to calculate it, a person is spending approximately 5 years of his life on social media networks. We are Muslims. Allah sent us this world to make ibadah. When we read the ayat of the Quran Kareem, وَالْعَصْرُ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ فِي خُسْرٍ, literally we translate it. We would hear it so often, but I think in the context of social media networks, this verse is more appreciated today than what it was appreciated before. Allah says in the Quran Kareem, وَالْعَصْرُ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ فِي خُسْرٍ. I take a look on time that most definitely man is at a total loss. How much of our time is being in social media networks? The third harm that we would find in social media networks is the immorality that has kept in the community and society. I ask this question, what not is a cell phone? It is everything. One person very beautifully mentioned that what's not in the wife is in the cell phone. You can do whatever you want with a cell phone. But there's a big difference between what's in a wife and what's in a cell phone. A wife is real. It is sukoon from the side of Allah. But a cell phone, it is superficial. And you will never get that pure sukoon and peace, that divine sukoon and peace from the cell phone. You will never get it as much as what you get it from the wife. It is through this we have lost our morality. In the past, a person with little shame, he probably will not go in the beachfront, especially at a time of immorality. Today, you don't have to be at the beachfront. You can be in your own bedroom, in the privacy of your life, and you can be doing the most immoral things. And the only thing that can keep you away from that is the hope and the fear of Almighty Allah. Most respected elders and friends, remember, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the Quran, mentioned, Al-Iman, Bir'u wa Sittuna Shu'ba. Iman, there are more than 60 branches of Iman. Wal-Hayat Shu'batu min al-Iman. To have shame, to have modesty, is an important branch of our Iman. In the cell phone, we are crossing genders as freely as anything. Without any shame, without any modesty in us. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, إِذَا فَاتَكَ الْحَيَاءَ فَفْعَلْ مَا شِئْتَ. When you don't have shame in you, you have lost shame in you, you don't care about shame anymore, you have become immune to immorality, then do whatever you want to do. And you want hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam happened to pass by one sahabi. He was advising another brother, another person, don't have so much of shame in you. La tastahi. Don't be so shameful. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the sahabi, who was advising the other sahabi that was shame in him, da'ahu. Leave him. If the person got shame in him, leave him.